Daily Brief, June 16, 2026. Top of mind. US-Iran interim deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz is crushing oil prices. Brent below $80, WTI 78. But the pace of normalization is hotly contested, Trump says Friday, banks say months. Meanwhile, SpaceX, SPCX, is on track to overtake Amazon by market cap, up Tucker's 50% in three sessions, absorbing massive retail flow and amplifying the risk-on mood ahead of the Fed decision Wednesday. The macro divergence is sharp, equities rallying on lower energy costs versus lingering inflation concerns and a hawkish BOJ hike. Catalyst Radar, Fed decision and Warsh press conference, Wednesday. BOE and SNB decisions, Thursday, US-Iran deal signing. Friday in Geneva, G7 summit through Thursday, June, monthly options expiry Friday, VIX expiration, Wednesday analyst opinion columns. WSJ heard on the street, the faulty logic behind the SpaceX index trade. The popular trade, buy SPCX before index inclusion, sell to passive funds, is already priced in. Bankers set the IPO price knowing about imminent index demand. The green shoe adds 83 ME shares and 522 Manatus shares traded Friday suggests no shortage of willing sellers. The sell to index funds arbitrage is far from guaranteed. Markets, oil collapse, Brent fell to 80.38, 4.9%, and WTI to 78.29, 3% on the Hormuz reopening news. Dubai and Murban curves flipped into contango for first time since the war began, the strongest signal yet that supply anxiety is breaking. Equities rally, S&P 500, 0.5%, NASDAQ, 0.3%, Monday, futures flat Tuesday, SpaceX, SPCX, pre-market plunge 5.10%, on track to surpass 2.7T and overtake AMZN. Retail bought 118 minutes of SPCX in the first 20 minutes of trading Friday. Credit, Nvidia, NVDA, sold 25B bonds with 85B in orders, the AI financing machine is running hot. ST Micro, STM, raising 1.5B via convertibles. Bonds, 10Y yield, summer 4.49%, ticking down on the risk-on mood. Investment-grade spreads at lowest since pre-war February. Economy. BOJ hike, raised rate to 1%, highest since 1995, 7-term 1 vote. Depgav Uchida flagged risk of CPI exceeding 2% and signaled another hike is possible before year-end. Yen softened to 160.35. Central Bank Week. Fed expected to hold Wednesday, BOE and SNB hold Thursday. ECB's Escriva warned energy disruption will persist despite the Hormuz deal. Not certain markets are capturing the dimension. US manufacturing stalled in May after 4 months of gains, with supply chain disruption from the war cited by Fed data. Business finance. Fox, Foxer, buying Roku, Roku for 25B, 160 share, $96 cash plus 0.9693 Foxer shares. Fox shares fell 17%, record drop on dilution concerns. Combined entity would be number 3 in US streaming viewership, Tubi, Pelos, Roku channel, but Fox is taking on 12B in new debt. Yum Brands, YUM, selling Pizza Hut for 2.7B in two deals. Long Range Capital gets ex-China for 1.5B. Yum China, YUMC, pays 1.2B for mainland China. YUM authorized 4B buyback. SpaceX acquiring Cursor for 60B in all-stock deal. Options begin trading Tuesday on Cboe and Nasdaq. Expect elevated implied violenta world geopolitics. Hormuz reopening is the dominant driver. Trump says toll-free by Friday. European allies at G7 are skeptical. Shipping industry, BIMCO, Hapag-Lloyd, Mitsui O.S.K., say mines, insurance and crew logistics mean weeks to months, not days. HSBC, normal flows by end September. Capella, 40 ships, chart day within a month versus 100 pre-war. The deal, 60-day ceasefire, nuclear negotiations to follow. Iran says tolls for 60 days, then Iran-Oman administration. US says long-term toll-free. Israel is alarmed and not party to the agreement. Netanyahu's closeness to Trump becomes a political liability ahead of fall elections. Contango in Dubai, Murban, for first time since the war, is the most concrete market signal that the risk premium is unwinding. Physical crude also weakening with ADNOC selling 30 M plus barrels from outside Hormuz. Technology AI. Databricks releasing Genie 1, an agentic co-worker for enterprise data. 1.7B revenue run rate from AI products. Targets Snowflake, Snow Territory directly. Anthropic sued over 200-month plan limits, early consumer pushback on AI subscription transparency. NVDA 25B bond deal and STM 1.5B convertible underscore the CapEx boom. Alphabet announced 80 Baba equity issuance for AI infrastructure. China AI stocks trading at significant discount to US peers. Alibaba, Baba, at 17x forward PEE versus AMZN at 27x, though geopolitical risks, Pentagon blacklist persist. Standouts, consumer lawsuit against Anthropic over AI plan limits is an early test of subscription pricing power in the AI space. Watch for class action risk across the sector. DOJ closed Paramount WBD probe over staff objections, decision driven by CEO interview. Raises governance questions about deal enforcement under Trump administration. FTC preparing to enforce car dealer fee disclosure rules. Opaque pricing remains pervasive in auto retail. SpaceX retail allocation was 20% of the IPO, below 30% target, with all eligible Robinhood, Charles Schwab, Fidelity, Charles SoFi customers getting at least one share, designed to democratize access. S&P 500 committee refused to fast-track SpaceX, must trade 12 months before eligibility, making Russell and NASDAQ 100 inclusion events more significant.